Hello, and welcome to the podcast series, Ready, Set, Game, The Rhetoric of Games, a podcast created by Emory University students in David Morgan's Play, Make, Write, Think class.
Over the course of the series, we will approach games as operating within the larger media ecology and attempt to diagram the competing forces at work within that landscape.
In each episode, we will play and analyze a specific game with an eye toward its rhetorical situation and the role it plays within the broader medium.
We'll focus on the way these games encourage players to think in order to move through them and what sorts of decisions the games force us to make.
As we probe the underlying rules of game systems and speculate about what's going on underneath the hood, we'll ponder where they are taking us and to what ends.
How do these games encourage certain types of problem solving and learning? What sorts of values do they promote? What sorts of new perspectives do we gain in the playing?
So buckle up and come play with us.
League of Legends is a fast-paced, competitive online game that focuses on speed and intensity. Two teams of powerful champions, each with a unique design and playstyle, battle head-to-head across multiple battlefields and game modes. Players level up as they go and push toward the opponent's base, and whoever pushed down the towers and destroyed the base of the opponent calls victory. Now let's dive into the world of League of Legends and...
Welcome to Summoner's Rift.
Hey guys, I'm Rohan and I'm here with Kata.
Hi, I'm Kata.
So Kata, I know you've been playing League of Legends for a long time. What are some of your experiences and opinions of this game?
I have been playing League of Legends over 5 years, and what makes League of Legends so cool is the combination of champions' abilities.
Yeah, since different champions has different skill shots, more advanced players usually examine and explore different combos of different skill shots to create more drastic effects far beyond its original use.
Yeah, and also players can buy items with goals, and by using those items, we can make combos more powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, besides probing aspects, I think decision-making also plays an important role in League of Legends. What do you think about it?
I definitely agree with that. So in the League of Legends map, there are three lanes, top, middle, and bottom. And there's a key player called the jungler who wanders among all three lanes, trying to assist their teammates while grabbing resources from the jungle. So it's really important for this player to decide when and where to gank his teammates.
Yeah, usually there is one top laner from each team. So it's basically 1v1 in the top lane. Because it's one player versus one player, both players patiently wait for potential assists. So if there's no jungler in the game, there will be no advancement of the game.
I kind of don't agree with that because I think the advantage of the game really depends on the player itself. But I really do agree with that the jungler can help with making advantage. But also at the same time, the time that the jungler is waiting for an opportunity to assist the lane can be used to discover more resources. So the player really has to find the balance between whether to assist or to take resources in order to get the most out of it.
Also, distribution of resources is a key to success. For example, there are two positions in the bot lane. One is called attack damage carry and the other one is called support. Obviously, a support player gives the most resources to AD carry.
Yeah, and to some degree, I think the support player is not even allowed to take resources from the damage dealer.
You want your damage dealer
to build strong items in the early game so that you guys can build like a really strong advantage.
To lead to victory.
Exactly. I interviewed a League player that I know, and let's see what he has to say about this game.
Okay.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Okay, so how long have you been playing League?
4.5 years.
And what do you think is the one single most important daily life ability in order for the players to ace the game League of Legends, in your opinion?
I think is to maintain a positive, healthy attitude during the game.
And why is that?
Because there might be a lot of random troller and people that trying to ruin your moon or something. So the only things that you can do is to maintain a positive and healthy attitude so you can keep doing better and better.
Okay,
That's fantastic. And finally, do you consider League of Legends an esport or a sport in general? And explain why.
I think it should be an esport.
Why?
This game is competitive and people also have to put a lot of effort to get better at this game. So yeah, I think it's pretty fair.
Okay, thank you for your time.
So besides what he talks about in the interview, what other traits do you think is important in our daily life, but also in the game as well?
So I think some self-evaluations are needed. For example, we should discern whether I am strong enough to take that damage or to do enough damage.
Yeah, I really do agree with that. And also timing is the key. You have to evaluate yourself and then to think about when to go in and when to start a fight or when to like run away because you're not strong enough to do the damage based on current conditions such as geography, because some skill shots that has a really wide range is really going to maximize its effect in like a really crowded area.
Yes. I think prediction is also a daily life skill needed in League. What do you think?
I definitely agree with that because you really want to put yourself on the enemy's position and think about what are they going to do next. What is their strategy right now? Are they going to push the lane or are they trying to fight? And do you defend or do you attack?
There are some characters that require prediction, such as Blitzcrank and Thresh. Those champions have an ability to hook an enemy.
Yeah, and you really don't want to aim your hook at where the enemy is currently standing because the ability shot, they always have time to react to your attack. So you really do want to think about, are they going to move next? And then aim your ability shot at that position in order to achieve the max ability. And in many cases, the champions that the players play in the game really reflects their real life personalities. So for example, the damage dealers, they're frequently more outgoing and more aggressive in real life. And on the other hand, the tanks and the healers, they're more of an introvert person and they're more quiet.
Communication skill also plays an important role. As we said before, communication among players is important to perform team fight combo.
Yeah, I agree with that. You really don't want to miss out that maybe half second that you can catch up with the combo, because if you that half second, it's not going to happen. And so collaboration and communication is really important. And oftentimes when playing with strangers, the players always give signals to remind each other what is going on. For example, sometimes they warn their teammates that the enemies are missing. And then sometimes they use signals to remind them to back off or to go in.
For the final proposal, do you think League players are also required to have good multitasking skill?
Yeah, I definitely think they do. For example, there are two main visions that you have to be aware of in the game of League of Legends. One is the main vision, which is where you're currently at right now. So that enables you to see your surroundings. And the other one is a small map that you have located on the bottom right corner of the screen, which shows the entire field with positions of your allies and visible opponents.
I see. You need to be aware of other lanes so that you know that your allies are coming or are able to notice that your enemies are trying to invade your lane.
Yeah, the positioning of the players is also a key to the victory. Okay, let's summarize what we have just talked about so far.
Sure. So we need daily skills, including self-evaluation skills, synchronization, deflection, and communication skills. Although I was against the idea of esports, after discussing these required skills, I kind of understand why we call League as esports.
Okay, that's good for you. I am glad.
Finally, since League of Legends is a World Combat game, it's often being labeled as a boys game. What is your experience of playing League of Legends as a female player?
Well, to be honest, there are more guys out there playing League of Legends than girls. But that doesn't make it a guys game. I have had experiences of being mocked or being flamed for actually being a female player.
Oh really? Like, girls suck, or why are you even playing this game if you're a girl?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, if it's a good game, everyone should have the chance and right to enjoy it.
Right.
What I'm trying to tell is that girls can play too. In fact, there are also a lot of trans female players out there. And just don't be pressured and discouraged by stereotyping and public opinions. Okay, that concludes the content for this episode.
Thank you for joining us.
And have a good day.